Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. In today's show, we're talking about some of those tricky dating and relationship roadblocks. Whether the sex has gone stale, you're feeling conflicted in your current relationship, or unhappy being non-monogamous, I've got tips to help you through it all. So thanks for listening and enjoy this show. Okay, guys, you know that I love my magic wand. You know it's a Cadillac of all vibrators. I've been talking about it for years. Well, I've got some exciting news to share. Vibratex, the sex toy company that brought you the original magic wand and the Dahlia and the Rabbit Habit, which you all know, is taking your pleasure to a whole new heights, a whole new level with the new rechargeable magic wand. That's right, you've heard it. It is now unplugged. The mind-blowing magic wand in your goodie drawer will never be the same, because you can charge it and you don't need a socket in the wall. What are they called? An outlet. Socket. You can take it camping.
You can take it camping. Sweet. Is it a wind-up?
No, but it's pretty awesome. You charge it. You charge it. The same sex toy you know and love and have trusted for 30 friggin' years provides powerful, penetrating vibrations. It's now totally liberated from your bedroom wall. No cord, no limits to where and how you enjoy it. I've tried it. Okay, so check this out, you guys. Here's the difference. A smoother silicone head plus 4 intensity settings, 4 amazing vibration patterns, and I've tried them all out, and they're just as strong as the original, not to mention a little bit quieter if you have roommates around. So you can choose between the simplicity of the original magic wand or the new rechargeable. Check it out. Oh, you guys, check this site out. It's actually really cool. It's the magicwandrechargeable.com, because there you can see, like, learn more about it, see everyone's testimonials. Check it out. That's magicwandrechargeable.com. Are you ready to go unplugged?
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a Bible.
bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
With Emily, we're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts. You can easily subscribe. We do 2 a week, so you'll never ever miss another show again. And also, please follow us Instagram, Twitter at Sex with Emily, and Facebook, Sex with Emily. Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. I'm here with Menace today.
Hello, how are you
doing? How are you, my love?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I am very excited to be back here with you again. Last time we had a whole round table and we didn't get to really be intimate with each other.
I know, I missed
but
that
it was
intimacy.
Cool. I had so much fun hanging out with all those people and, you know, getting different perspective on things.
I know, it's good. It was all about casual sex. You guys should check that show out because that's just kind of what's happening these days.
Yeah.
Except for you're in a monogamous relationship
I
now.
Am in one and you feel
How's
that
it
it's boring.
No, I'm kidding. It was fun when you were hooking up and having blacked out sex.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be doing that. This is Sex with Emily.
I'm
just the, you know, your roadie that makes sure everything goes well.
It's like Freaky Friday. We've switched places. I am dating out more. I actually have a date next week. I've been on Hinge. I'm not doing Tinder anymore. Hinge is like the swipey one too, but yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
So you're on Hinge. So Hinge is the breakdown, right, where somebody has to know somebody. So there's like somebody in common, right?
So we have somebody in common and, you know, I got to be honest, I kind of was into it for, we did that great show with Anna, my friend Anna David was here and we did a great show about that. But then it's really like a full-time job and I already have like my job already feels like it's 2 full-time jobs and then I'm like, oh no, I haven't checked it for a week or 2 a week. And if you get back to someone and you matched, then sometimes they don't, you know, they're like, hey, and then they think you're ignoring them. And so there's a lot of maintenance that goes on, but I'm telling you that I got back on and then I met someone that we connected.
Sweet.
I will report back on that. And then who else have I been dating? Nobody, you know, I did meet a guy that I like, actually. And
How
we've
did
gone
you
a few
meet
times.
This fella?
I actually met him in person through a mutual friend, and he's super sexy and cute. So we've gone out twice. I will report back.
You've gone out twice. Now, how does that kind of date go? What do you do?
So the first date, we went to dinner just somewhere in my neighborhood and had some, what was it, like Moroccan food, and we had a good time. Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. We didn't hook up. We didn't kiss or anything.
All right.
Unlike everyone else last week who just gives blowjobs on the first date. And then the second date, we went to a movie, which, you know, I don't
know. Oh, you probably don't even remember what movie
I don't even remember what movie
See,
we saw.
I knew it.
It wasn't a very good movie. but it was actually a screening of his friend's film, and it wasn't
You're talking smack about it? His friend's film.
It was awesome. I'm really proud
don't
of his
worry.
Friend. You know what's so funny?
It's,
when I
Don't worry.
My
That's every. Don't take offense, you know, if the friend is listening. She doesn't like any movies. She can't sit there for 2 hours.
It's really hard to sit still. And you know what's so embarrassing when you first meet people? Because I remember my ex-boyfriend from years ago, Bob. We went on a date. He was living in LA and I came to visit him. And it was probably like the first weekend we'd spent together. And we went to a movie in a movie theater. And afterwards, he was just like, you're like a jumping jack. I've never seen someone move around in their seat so much. Like, you didn't still. I got up into the bat. You know, and you know how we went to a movie once.
Never again. Never
it's just because
again.
You thought I talked through it, but that was a horrible movie.
Yeah, but the problem is I was there for work, and I'm with a bunch of industry people that are there reviewing the movie for a job. And they're like, oh, there's, and which they all know me. They're like, oh, there's Menace with the blabbermouth chick that talked through the entire movie.
I know. I'm sorry about that. But
it's all good.
Okay. Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to mention.
Yes.
I totally was going to open with this, is that I mentioned this briefly last week, but I did this killer workshop. So at Hustler Hollywood, I've been doing these. I've done like 3 of them in the last 6 months. I teach workshops. And now I'm going to be doing every month, Hustler Hollywood. So I don't have the date for the next one in July yet, but I'm going to tell you all really soon. So if you live in this area, please come. And also, if not, you can tell your friends to come, because the one I did last week, it was oral sex. It's called Going Down with Emily, and it was packed crowd. It was amazing. A lot of our listeners drove in Orange County from like San Diego. It was great. And I gave my best blowjob tips, my best oral sex tips. And Hustler Hollywood is just an amazing store. It's just so fun to go in there. And then afterward, we all went sex toy shopping. I showed everyone my favorite stuff. And then, and it's funny because I've been announcing these, and a lot of my listeners are like, when are you coming to, you know, Iowa? When are you coming here and there? And I want to let you know that I will be in New York September 18th to 20th. I'll be at the Sexual Health Expo, which we've actually done one already in Arizona and Scottsdale. We did one here, and we're taking it on the road to New York. And also, if you are living, if you live somewhere and you want me to come speak, find somewhere for me to come speak and figure out a way to get me there. I will come. I will teach you everything I know about sex. We'll come up with a good topic. So yeah, it was a really fun workshop, and it was like interactive. Like, so my intern Lori, I was teaching the blowjob thing. I'm like, do you mind demoing? Cause I'm not comfortable. I can't talk and have a dildo in your mouth, I've learned. So she was like sucking out, showing different tips. I mean, she really like, it was a good interactive crowd. People learned a lot. What's up with you, Menace? You're on your phone.
No.
Are you looking at pictures of your dog?
Yes. Pictures of my dog.
Let's talk about that.
I actually am texting about my dog. Today, the dog comes home. Finally.
Oh my God.
My dog, last time I mentioned, so has its own Instagram, because I don't want to be like, I don't want to be one of those people that has a child or gets an animal and then that's all they have on their social media feed the whole time, right? So now she has her own feed. Her name, I always say it wrong. I'm going to,
it's say Churro. Your Churro.
Churro.
Like those fried sticks?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Churro. So she's at my dog Churro on Instagram. Check her out. Cutest dog.
So you don't want to be one of those people that posts about your dog all the time, yet you created an Insta account.
Yeah, Instagram because account. If you want to see dog photos the whole time, if that's something that you're into, then you can just follow her. Go for it.
That's so cute. Can I meet her sometime?
Yes, once she comes home today.
Well, congratulations. It's like a new channel.
Thank you. It is crazy. Like, actually, not even dog. Every dog person I talk to, they're saying, oh my God, it changes your life. You're going to have so much fun. You love it. But it's weird because all the people that have kids, they're like, oh, it's like having a kid.
Right,
you know,
right.
No, because people actually like dogs and they want to take care of them. I can take my dog anywhere and have somebody look after my dog.
Right. You can leave it for 8 hours.
Yeah, it's way different, I believe, at least.
But it could be interesting for your relationship to see how you both parent.
I know, it is, actually. And it's fun, too, because there's so many different factors, like, you know, we're actually going to get health insurance for the dog. The dog's going to have better health insurance than me, which sucks. But if you are looking into getting dog insurance, you have to get them when they're puppies. But
did not know that.
The best one, I've done my research, is Healthy Paws. So check them
Healthy
out.
Healthy Paws. Okay.
Healthy Paws. But definitely get dog insurance if we're going to get a dog. But yeah, it's definitely going to change the dynamic of our relationship. But what's cool is that we've researched, like, because people commented and said, oh, well, you can't just get up and leave like you always do. Like, oh, you feel like going to Palm Springs. You're just going to get up and go to Palm Springs. Well, our favorite hotel in Palm Springs is dog friendly.
Exactly. A lot of hotels are dog friendly now.
Yes. I'm going to have to take one extra step to see if the dog can go somewhere.
Right. It's not so bad.
It's okay.
You're going to love it. Are you going to let the dog sleep in the bed?
No, the dog's not going to sleep in the bed.
See, that was my favorite part of a dog. Because it's funny, because I just love cuddling.
Yeah.
Like, for me, with a guy, that's a deal breaker if they don't cuddle. Like, my dog. Yeah. She wasn't even big, but I made her. I turned her into a cuddler.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I didn't even mention. I have a French bulldog. So she's not even...
She's so cute.
She's not even tall enough to even jump on the bed.
Oh, my God. How many pounds is she?
Oh, she's like nothing. She's like, she fits in the palm of your hand.
But she's going to get a little bit bigger. Yeah, but they don't get very... Well, congratulations. My dog, Churro, on Instagram. And then Menace, @Menace. Instagram.
Thank you.
Still got to follow that one.
But do you know what's cool is, you know, I do a morning show called The Woody Show that we also podcast. And I always preface it with, it's not a sex show, so you're not going to get
But it's
sex
a very there. Informative people. Don't
Yeah,
only
if you like pop
sex,
culture and
check out the podcast.
News, it podcasts daily, whatever. But it's so cool to have like Sex with Emily listeners listening to that, and then Woody Show listeners finding the Sex with Emily podcast. So they like comment. They're like, oh, I found the Sex with Emily podcast. And the craziest thing happened the other day.
Tell me.
So I went to this thing called E3, and it's all like a gamer convention, right? And I was getting passes, and the people that are coordinating my passes hit up this girl, and the girl replies back, goes, oh my God, is this Menace from the Sex with Emily show and the Woody show? and she just recently found out that I was the same guy on both shows, and she's been a fan. So apparently I sound different.
But how many Menaces? If your name was John, I'd understand, yeah. But your name is Menace.
Yeah, I think there's like one other Menace out there from...
She didn't put it... That's so funny. Yeah. She was there, or they just had...
She was there, and then...
Was she freaking out?
Yeah, and she's like, oh, I've been listening to both shows. She actually listened to the other show first and then started listening to the show, but didn't realize it was the same person. How do you not realize the
How
same person?
How do you
person?
Not realize it? I mean, I don't understand that you sound different. How do you sound different? That's funny,
I don't know.
Nice.
Maybe different compression on the voice.
I love
or
that.
Something.
I love providing people with different, you know,
but, yeah, so it's really fun, and I love it, and I love that everyone is going and reviewing the Sex Without Me podcast on iTunes. That's so, since we've been pumping that up, that's great.
Yeah, you guys, that's really helpful for us. I mean, I know you subscribe in iTunes. If you just go in there and click five stars,
please, five stars.
5 stars would be great.
Yeah, because there was a moment in time when we, you know, we tried this thing like, oh, charging for the podcast, and the people just railing on it.
I know, it was like one star.
I know,
like 3 years
ago. And you can never
get
rid of those. So yeah. if you do like the show and, you know, hit 5 stars, that would be
great. Yeah, I was super broke like 4 years ago. And we were like, how the hell do you make money podcasting? And so I charged for like 9 months. It didn't work. And yeah, we got a lot of 1 stars, which brings our number down. Yeah. So if you liked the show and you've learned just one thing from it, if you could go to iTunes right now and give us 5 stars, we will love you.
Yeah.
Even more, but I already love you.
Or any other place that you listen to.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Podcast One and
Podcast
Stitcher,
One, Stitcher. Yeah.
Just sexwithoutme.com. Anywhere you can comment or anything. Not to guilt trip you, but that's the least you can do. All right.
Yeah, and check out my YouTube channel.
How many shows are you going? You're doing a month now.
I do 8 shows a month.
Wow, 8 shows. That's awesome.
Yeah, two shows a week.
I only do like 2 of them. So
no, you
like, you're cheating on me with like other people.
Well, it's just so funny with Anderson, because I do it before. So I do Loveline also. That's another great show, Loveline.
Of course,
for 30
a legendary
years.
Show, Loveline.
It's so funny because I don't really stop and think about this, but Loveline has been around for 30 years. It's with Dr. Drew Pinsky and Mike Catherwood. And when I started Sex with Emily, that was like the only show like this. So I was always like thinking about it, comparing to it. And I remember someone saying like it took 10 years till Loveline was every night and they got money. But anyway, I'm so honored that I get to be a guest co-host on Loveline every Thursday night. So that's also, if you can't listen, it also is a podcast. So I think it's the podcast that comes out on Sunday nights, I think, Anderson told me. So anyway, Anderson has been the sound engineer for 15 years on Loveline. So I do.
Who is also a dog lover.
He is a dog lover.
Yeah.
He's an animal lover like I've never seen in my life. Like, I can't even get into it. But the thing is that he says to me, because so I do a show with him before I do Loveline, and he says to me, you cheat on me with all the ones we
oh.
And you just said it too. So I just want you to know that we are all in an open relationship.
Yes.
We all know about each other and no one's feeling
At least you're being honest.
I am being honest.
That's good.
Okay, let's get into the show and help people with some relationships. But first, this is something funny, Menace. You mentioned this on the last show, but here's some more information about this for our little bit of sex in the news. Students invent smart condoms that glow when an STD is detected.
I know, this is insane. And the people invented it. I'm so impressed by them.
Oh my God, they're kids. A smart condom that changes color when it detects a sexually transmitted disease could help to cut the spread of the illnesses. The idea dreamt up by a group of students taking part in the Teen Tech Awards as a way to combat soaring infection rates. Called STIUIE, the condom concept includes a layer impregnated with molecules that attach to the bacteria and viruses associated with the most commonly transmitted STIs, sexually transmitted infections. So the condom might glow green for chlamydia, yellow for herpes, purple in the presence of the human papillomavirus, HPV, which causes warts, genital warts. So I think this is pretty amazing. Since 1980, rates of chlamydia in the U.S. have soared compared to Europe. And while the number of Americans with gonorrhea has declined since 1980, the figure for the U.S. still eclipses rates of its European counterparts. So this could be huge. And the kids were like 11 to 16 year olds came up with this technology. Young minds. So this is great. Okay, everyone, check that out. But I was saying, when you first told me, I'm like, does it glow in the dark? Because literally, if you're in the dark, like, how the hell are you going to? You're like, hold on a minute. Like, you suck your penis, pull it out real quick. Let's check what color it is. But still, it's a great idea. I just think it should be glow in the dark. What else? There's glow in the dark lube.
Yeah, no, I totally understand, but geez, like, this just think of like what these kids came up with.
I know.
Is amazing.
It's amazing. You know? It changes my life, your life, everyone, not you, whatever. Okay, next to the news story.
All right.
The world's most beautiful vagina contest winner gets cash, but also a prize worth much, much more. Last week, a bar in Brooklyn hosted the world's tiniest penis contest. If men are willing to show off their tiny dicks in the name of cash prizes, women should be more than willing to debut their delightful vaginas to an interesting crowd of anonymous internet commentators. Commentators. At least that's what the people at the sex toy company Autoblow are hoping as they launch the world's first crowdsourced contest to crown the most beautiful vagina in the world. So what women have to do is submit photos of their vaginas to the contest website, and the public will vote on the vaginas they consider to be the most attractive. The women attached to the vagina's earnings, the top three places will win, respectively, $5,000. $2,500 and $1,200. In addition to trips to LA and undergo vaginal 3D scanning, the 3D scans will be used to replicate their vaginas, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's my problem with this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are so many insecurities that women have about their vaginas already with like labioplasty and what they see in porn. And I don't think that... I just have a problem with women looking at the top three vaginas going, mine doesn't look that way. What's wrong with me? I don't love this idea at all. I think it's really not a great idea. I know modeling exists and people are judging their faces and all that. I just think vaginas are like snowflakes. Every vagina is different and there's not one. Who's to say what a beautiful vagina, like what is a beautiful vagina to me might not be a beautiful vagina to you or to anyone else.
Yeah, I mean, if you can Google vagina charts, and there's so many different kinds.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's like penis.
That's why you guys are so complicated.
I know. The Rubik's Cube of life, the vagina.
Yes.
I actually said that in my Hustler Hollywood
thing. Sweet. How'd it go over?
People laugh their asses off. And I have to attribute that to Menace.
Thank you.
Yeah. Which I didn't, and I'm sorry. But right now, I publicly
One would know who I was there anyways.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, McKenna, she's one of our huge fans.
Shout out to McKenna. I know, we talked about her before.
Yeah, she listens to every show, and she said, oh my God, I did not know. You have to. She was like, listen, you need to post pictures of like Menace, because like I didn't know what he looked like, blah, blah, and thought you were cute.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get into some emails.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Sexually bored with partner. Hi, Emily. I've been dating this amazing guy for 2 years. He goes above and beyond in any area I ask him to. He really is the nicest person. However, I often find him boring. In order for me to relax and enjoy sex, I have to fantasize about other people. He is open for change in the bedroom, but still, I feel like our sex life is making me question our relationship. I have had much better sex with other people, but I feel like this is making me pull away. Help! Allie, before I answer this, let me say one thing. I forgot to mention at the beginning that when you email me, it would be so awesome if you could include your age, where you live, and if you could include how you listen to the show, that'd be great. But really, we just want to know your age because that helps with things, and we just want to know where you're listening from. Okay, Allie, here's the deal. Okay, they've been together 2 years. Sex really is an important part of the relationship, but you're saying he's boring and you fantasize other people. Have you tried to talk to him about this? You know, you've had experience with others, and I'm wondering if it was good at the beginning, because if you never were really that sexually attractive at the beginning, it could be hard to kind of create this amazing sex and this attraction, because a lot of it does have to do with chemistry. That said, if you have experience with others and you know what you like, this is what I can't tell, Ellie. Either maybe you're looking for a way to get out of this relationship, and you want me to say, yeah, leave, the sex is bad, and I'll say that to you if that's what you want to hear and you're bored. But if you want this to last because he's such a great guy and he'll go above and beyond, you know, you need to talk to him about it. And it is normal that people experience fluctuations, especially at the 2-year mark, but you just got to try some things in the bedroom. You know, you could go sex toy shopping. You could tell him some of your fantasies instead of fantasizing. You know, a lot of people fantasize about other people, I guess, during sex. But this has just been 2 years. And the more you keep doing that, Allie, it's going to pull you apart from him. So mm-hmm. I would say you guys should start to, like, you know, together create some fantasies, exchange a sexual bucket list, watch some porn, do something. But if you're bored by him right now, that's I don't know how much that changes. Like, you're not bored with him. She's bored with him sexually, but she's just bored with him overall.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
That's what she said. She said she finds him boring.
I hate to say, like, tell people to break up with each other.
Me too.
And I think that's what's happening here too. They don't want to say it either. They want somebody else to do it. So I don't know. Maybe try some edibles. Maybe that'll be fun.
Some edibles.
Try some
strong edibles.
Tequila.
But Ellie, 2 years. I don't know how
all
old
options.
You are. Exactly. Tequila. Female Viagra. No, but Ellie, here's the thing. I'm not sure. I think that you should just either make a decision right now, Ellie. Do you want to stay in this relationship and do you want the sex to get better? If you do, you need to talk to him. If you really, your heart's not in anymore, I get it. I've been with a nice guy and been like, what the hell am I doing? He's the best guy in the world, but he's not for me. And I've had to end the relationship and I've never regretted it. I've never regretted ending a relationship because the truth is you got to trust your gut and, you know, you find someone else. So you just got to decide if you're willing to work on it. And if you're not, then you got to get out.
Yes.
Okay. The next one is from someone who is Danielle, who's conflicted over her college relationship. Hi, Emily. I'm 20 years old, and I've been with my current boyfriend since high school, 3.5 years, and things are kind of serious, which both excites me and scares me. Things are mostly great. We have great sex, and he generally makes me really happy. The problem is, I have a crush on someone else. The guy is totally different from my boyfriend.
Oh, no.
And I can't shake the chemistry and flirtiness we have when we're together.
Grass is always greener. You burn yourself.
He's Sorry. Also in a relationship, but the way he acts.
Oh, more, even worse.
I know, because it's the drama, the yeah. adrenaline, the intensity.
It's just like you've been with that. You've been with your boyfriend for a long time. This guy's shiny
16.
And new. And you think he's awesome, blah, blah.
And there's the drama.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Right. Okay, we'll just finish
Don't
it and then we'll
dumb.
Get it. Okay. He's also in a relationship, but the way he acts when we're together makes me confused about my relationship and whether I'm just because it's comfortable. But when I'm with my boyfriend, I feel confused again. I don't know what to do. Should I take a break and explore what's out there since I am in college? Should I stay with the guy I love or should I go for the guy I have a crush on? I'm so conflicted. Any advice? Greatly appreciated.
You know what? My girlfriend in college did the same thing where she's like wanting to go test the waters, whatever. Guess what happened to her? She dropped out of college and moved back home.
She did?
Yeah.
After you guys broke up?
Yeah.
Because she missed you so
No,
much?
Because she's like, oh, I wanted to go explore. I'm only 20 years old. I need to live life. Da, 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 da. You know what that does? It just distracts you from important things in life.
Like studying for
like
school?
Like studying for school.
Okay.
And you get caught up in some drama with some dude that already has a girlfriend. And let's say he did leave his girlfriend for you, but I mean, do you want a guy that's going to leave his girlfriend for you?
No.
You
do not.
You know what? Because he's probably going to leave your ass for another girl, too.
Exactly. This is the thing, Danielle.
Dumb.
This is Danielle, this has nothing to do with the other guy, okay? It has to do with the fact that you're 20. You've been with the same person for 3.5 years. Perhaps he was your first love and the first guy you've had sex with. I'm not sure. But it's typical at your age, you're in college, to want to date other people and to have other experiences. And I know you love your boyfriend, and I'm sure things are wonderful, but, you know, in many ways. But it is natural that you would have this attraction to somebody. And so it tells you something about your own wants and needs. No one should stay in a relationship just because it's comfortable, especially when you're in college, especially when you're 20s. I mean, this is the time to experiment and have fun and have a good time. But I don't think that your dilemma has anything to do with this other guy. In fact, I think that if you just go from one relationship to the next right now, and this one's not going to work out either. I actually recommend that you have a little casual sex. Now, have some fun in college and maybe date some people. But she probably is going to go with this other guy for a while and he's going to end up, but just not a great idea. But what I'm saying is that, Danielle, it's totally fine to have these feelings. Be kind. Don't cheat on your boyfriend right now. Decide whether or not you want to end it. And then just spend some time alone. Spend some time getting to know yourself, which is what your 20s are about. Enjoy college. Don't drop out, though, like Menace's boyfriend. Keep working on your studies. Get your degree. That's what
My
I have to say.
My boyfriend?
Your girlfriend in college. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, I didn't have a boyfriend.
I'm sorry. I did not catch
Nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with that, everybody.
No judgment.
No emails.
No judgment.
Jesus Christ.
Right. It was the boyfriend you had after college. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I got confused.
There was just like the whole PC world. That's something recently, a little bit off topic. But it's just like Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and all these people are not talking to college students these days. Are going to college campuses and doing shows because the college kids are so like PC police, offended by everything, just want to be offended.
Really?
And so they refuse to go to college campuses now.
That's so interesting because I would think that it would, like, I know it was like that in college for me, like University of Michigan, we're a very liberal school and all that, but I would think that times
are changing comedy's now. Comedy, you know?
Yeah. And
then, yeah, the PC police is out there, but it's like, it's such a minority of people that believe, that are offended by this, but it's everyone is just folding left and right over this crap. Who cares?
More in college, right? It's a joke. Exactly. You chose to go see a comedian. Guess what? You're going to laugh, and you're going to laugh at things that might be a little, you know, not
offensive to you. Right. But you know what? It doesn't stop you from living your life or having dinner that night.
Exactly.
Like, calm the F down.
Okay. No, Menace. I love it. Okay, but first, let's take a quick talk about our sponsors. Let's talk about the Fleshlight.
Okay.
Do you want one yet, Menace? I'm going to give one to your girlfriend.
I'm not even
going
to have a discussion with you about
that. Okay, it's the number one sex toy for men, and it's probably the only one that you want, because here's the thing with the Fleshlight, guys. It is meant to look and feel like the real deal, like you're actually having sex. It's a male masturbation sleeve made out of patented material that, like I said, looks and feel like the real deal, invented by NASA. It's body safe. You can use it over and over again. Feels great with lube. If there's a particular porn star you like, she might have had her vagina molded after one. Check out their website. And I don't know, I've never had one, and I know that we've been, like, a lot of our listeners are buying them, because if you guys go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, you get a free bottle of lube. And it's like, in the last few months, a lot of our listeners are buying them and emailing me and saying that they love them. It's such a great experience. They use it with their partner. They use it without their partner. It's not like a creepy, weird, like, thing, like, oh, I'm only going to be with my Fleshlight. It just enhances your experience. Like how I talk about how I use vibrators alone and with a partner, this is a great thing for that as well. The Fleshlight, if you've never tried it, you got to pick up a Fleshlight, because you know you love your penis and you want your penis to be happy and experience a lot of things. This is the way to do it. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, and use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube.
Lube it all day.
I love lube.
You are a big fan of lube since I've known you for the past 10 years.
Have I always talked about lube?
Yeah. I think you had a dream once about going in a kiddie pool full of lube.
I did. Yeah. Right. Was I alone though?
No, I'm totally big.
Oh, kidding. I'm like, did I? That sounds familiar.
It sounds like something you would have a dream about.
Exactly. I do love lube. Kiddie pool of lube. It's like a wrestling. I was in a lube wrestling match in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
That was awesome. It was so much fun.
Who were you wrestling?
It was last year. It was all the 2 years ago. All the sex toy. I go every year to the International Lingerie Show, and my friend Tom, he's like, it was very mysterious. He said, like, a Facebook invite to all the industry. He's like, everyone meet my room at 10, bring a bathing suit. Like, didn't say what it was, and bring a change of clothes. And it was like 20 of us, and we all went. And he had this baby, like one of those baby blow up pools filled with lube. And
that sounds amazing.
Got pinned down. Yeah, it was.
See,
somebody wrote my intern
that
at the time.
Image, it actually happened in your life.
I know, that's so weird. It was so fun. It was like my new intern at the time. She broke her toe, or she sprained her toe. It was
nice.
A good time. Yeah, good times. Okay, next email. And thank you everyone for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Dear Emily, I'm a fan of your podcast, and it's been a great help when dealing with anal sex with my partner. I've been dating my partner now for 7 months. 4 months into our relationship, he stated sex with me is boring and that he wanted to find another person to sleep with to keep our relationship exciting.
Sounds like a great guy.
Sounds awesome. I'm sure that made you feel really
boring.
Good. We are in an open relationship, but honestly, is it too soon to start looking for another sex partner? I'm not usually the jealous type, but this made me so upset. How do I tell my partner I don't want to be polygamous, just monogamous? Thanks for the help and hope to hear back from you soon, Jacqueline. Okay, Jacqueline, this is a major red flag. You don't want this, Jacqueline. This is not what you want. You've been together 7 months and 4 months into the relationship. First of all, don't take this personally. It has nothing to do with you. It's not that you're not interesting. It's that he's probably always been oriented this way, and he probably did the whole, sounds like he put in 4 months with you, which is, you know, let's be together, but I'm actually into open relationships. I don't think he was totally honest with you. And if you guys had the discussion, you know, up front, that would be one thing, but he like springs it on you 4 months in when you're already attached. And I understand that you're starting to try, but you don't want it. I mean, you could start looking for another partner, but it is true. It's going to make you jealous. people in open relationships, they don't just say, okay, let's be open relationship tomorrow. It takes a lot of communication. And the people that I know that are in successful open relationships, they both want it. They are fiercely, fiercely honest. They communicate like no other couple I know, because there is no lying. Jealousy does exist, but they actually talk through it and they talk about all the things that are going on. And a lot of people I know in open relationships, they sort of learn to either transcend it or just to deal with it as like another emotion, like sadness or hunger or whatever. They're like, I'm feeling this jealousy, and they process it. So what I'm saying is, you don't just say, let's go date other people. You didn't mention your age in here, I'm not sure, but it's really just, this isn't what you want. Maybe you guys aren't sexually compatible, and you know, being in an open relationship isn't for everybody. You're polyamorous, and it doesn't sound like it's for you, sweetie. And I don't like that this guy just sprung it on you. And then you're like, yeah, sure, whatever you want to do. You're on Tinder? Like,
it was like after what, 4 months, you said? Yeah, 4 months. That's kind of... Yeah, awkward.
It's not what you want, but when, you know, she's attached to him. So I would just say that
after 4 months, come on.
Yeah, this isn't the guy for you, honey. Jack, if you would like to dig in, there are some great books on open relationships. God, I'm trying to think of some that I know, but yeah, you guys need to communicate about it. What's it called? Oh, this woman, Wendy Omadic. She was on my show like years ago. She wrote a great book. There's also The Ethical Slut is another good book about relationships. There's a lot of information out there. If you do want to do it, I would say start looking into it. Otherwise, bail.
Yeah.
Right? What do you think?
God, I don't want to say
bail, I know.
But Jesus, 4 months? That's kind of a red flag, don't you think?
But it's interesting because one more thing, Jacqueline, she's not usually the jealous type, she says, but this has made me so upset. And she wants to know, okay, maybe I didn't answer your question. How do I tell my partner I don't want to be polyamorous? Tell him. Say, I loved what we were having. We were in a monogamous relationship. That's what I want. That's what I want to continue having. I love you. Maybe you love him. And I don't think this is for me. Or you say to him, I'm not really sure how to deal with the emotions I'm feeling right now. It's not feeling like it's right for me. Let's talk more about it before we dive into this. And maybe you'll find out that it does work for you, but you just got to tell him. I mean, you guys are in a relationship together and he just sprung something major on you. It wasn't like, you know, should we take a weekend trip to Palm Springs? It was like, let's friggin' open up our relationship. And I'm surprised that you guys haven't talked about it yet. Like, it seems like, did he just say that? And then he's like, should we get pizza for dinner or should we order some chicken? Like, I'm not sure. You just got to start talking. Or, and then if you guys are on the same page, bail. Okay. Dating, hookups, and one night stands. Hey, Emily, I'm single, 31-year-old straight English guy, healthy and athletic, and have never in the past had problems with sex, be it casual or monogamous. But 2 years ago, my girlfriend of 4 years broke up with me over the phone, and ever since, I've had a massive problem in that have lost all interest in relationships and one-night stands, etc. My sex drive is almost nil. I masturbate maybe once a week or less, sometimes with porn, sometimes without. I really want to get back on the scene and date, but I'm never horny or confident and want this to change. I still love women, but I feel no drive to pursue them. I'd love some advice. Should I try prostitutes or take Viagra? Force myself to go out to have a one-night stand with hopes of breaking the cycle? Thanks for your advice. Love your show, Matt. Okay, Matt. Hmm. Single 31. It happened 4 years ago. Girlfriend of 4 years ago. We have 2 years. Okay, here's the deal. I think you're depressed, Matt. I think this was traumatic for you. Mm-hmm. I think that this problem is more of a something going on in your mind, a mental problem than a physical problem. You don't need to sleep with prostitutes. You don't need to take Viagra. Mm-hmm. You need to address the issues of being rejected.
Also, I have a weight question. Did you put on a lot of weight afterwards? Because it's funny because it's, you know, something that I didn't really talk about when I put on a lot of weight. I came like really disinterested in sex, and then somebody really famous brought that up just recently, Chris Pratt, who is in Jurassic World. That's his latest movie. He fluctuates a lot in weight, and he's like either super ripped when he's in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, or he puts on a lot of weight. And when he was at his highest, he said he was like totally disinterested in having sex at all. He just had no drive to do it, you know?
Yeah, well, that totally makes sense. I mean, mm-hmm. the healthier you are, the healthier your nutrition is, and lower body weight, you exercise, you're going to want more sex. You have mm-hmm. the adrenaline, the dopamine, all that stuff, and your body's just healthier when you are, that's absolutely true. So, I mean, how are you feeling now? Because you're super healthy. Do you want more sex now that you're exercising and stuff?
Yeah, no, I feel a lot more energetic. I mean, I'm definitely not where I want to be weight-wise, but just working out recently, I feel a lot more confident in myself. I have a lot more energy. I don't need to take naps during the day.
Like, wow, that's amazing. Always. I mean, it's true.
There were so many times where I was like falling asleep trying to do the show with you.
I know, you seem different. You seem lighter. Your energy's back. I do feel like there's a dip. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but mm-hmm. there is a different menace here that I once knew.
Once knew?
I'm seeing back? Yeah, you are. I'm really happy for you that you're... And it's not even like I was like, ever like you're overweight, but really it has to do with just like exercising and
totally
eating healthy.
Totally just affected my mood all the time.
Right. You know? So if, again, this is... I'm going to go back to you in a second, Matt, but this is very true. There's a lot of people who don't think to look at that. So if you're in a relationship right now and you're struggling with, like, you know, you feel like you don't have a sex drive, lower libido, I mean, look at your health, look at your diet, look at what you're eating. And that is a huge factor. So, but Matt, let me go back to you. I really think that if this was so traumatic to you, maybe you need to go see a therapist. If it's been 4 years, and I feel like there might have been some trauma with that. Have you gone and talked to a therapist about it? That could be helpful. Also, if that isn't your jam and you're like, I'm not into therapy, which I think everybody needs a little bit of therapy in their life, you just got to get yourself out there and start talking to women. Do not hire prostitutes. Don't force yourself to have a one-night stand. That kind of stuff doesn't work, especially because this is a mental thing for you, a psychological thing. I would just say that you've just got to get out there, be social, do you have good friends? And I'm not even saying you should go out there. Maybe it's better for you. I think it's better for you not even to go out there with the goal of meeting someone, but just start talking to people. Just start. You need to get your mojo back. I would say just start talking to women, whether you're interested, and men, whether you're interested in them or not, but just start your conversation skills. Like, it sounds like maybe you've been isolating yourself. And so I would just start saying yes. Like, say for the next month, I'm going to say yes to every invitation that comes my way, even if I don't want to go. It's summer, so you might want to barbecue, friend's birthday, whatever it is. Go out, start talking, start communicating, and build your confidence again. And you need to learn how to trust women and feel comfortable with them, because you've really been hurt. And sometimes when something like that traumatic and severe happens to someone, you know, whether they're cheated on or dumped, it is like post-traumatic, like, you know, stress, like, it really can have an impact. So I would say that, you know, also online dating, that's another option as well. If you're not as comfortable talking, you go out and just start doing it, but do not turn to these other things. And the reason why we did bring up the health thing, if you're not even interested in sex, is why I thought either you're already taking some kind of medication that could be impacting it, but if not, it could be depression or something. But mm-hmm. I'm not a psychologist, so I can't diagnose you, but that's what it sounds like to me.
I agree, totally.
Okay, Matt, good luck to you, honey, and I'm glad that you wrote, and thanks for listening to the show, and keep me posted.
Godspeed.
Godspeed. Okay, one more?
Okay, I'll do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
The producer, says okay.
Yes. Madison, the producer.
She was agreeing, though, like, when I was talking earlier about that whole Seinfeld, Chris Rock thing.
Were you?
You,
Madison?
Knew about that?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Talk of the mic.
Get in the mic.
Come on, producer.
I didn't know my mic was on, guys.
It is on.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot actually coming out, especially like stand-up comedians, the older ones. The ones who used to be able to get away with saying anything. Like Jerry Seinfeld, he could say whatever he wanted. Everyone loves him. Well, now everyone is super offended all the time. They're just, you're constantly walking on eggshells.
But I feel like it's such a small group of people, but I don't know what gave them... The power is just the people that love to be offended. We talked about this on the last podcast when we were together, where people, they feel like they need to be a part of something. This, even though they don't really care that much, at least they're in a group of people that, you know, that they can talk to and communicate to and stuff like
Did
that.
Did you feel like that in college? I mean, you graduated, like, that's how it was? People were
angry. No, but it seems like recently, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even at Chapman, I feel like people weren't offended easily. Like, it wasn't like we were constantly like at each other's throats trying to call someone out for being inappropriate. This has only been happening that I've noticed in the last like year or so.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy. Nuts. Yeah.
But it's funny because when going back, spinning back to our show, Emily's show, sorry. Mm-hmm.
It's all of our show. Yeah.
The thing is, I remember you would get so upset, like, on comments and, like, emails and stuff like that. And what did I always say?
You always said...
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you did, because on... Yeah. You know? You're right. I think I did used to get really upset when
like,
people
would... Menace, they said this about the show, like... And like, you just can't,
you know,
you just can't care. When people stop downloading the show, which I hope never happens, in mass quantities of people, then you should start to care. But if, like, one little, you can't make everybody
I know,
happy.
I'm not going to make you all happy. I totally understand that. It is true, though. I feast for that. But then I remember I came around and I read, like, an email. This is when we were on Free FM, CBS Radio. It was like, 10 reasons why Sex with Emily is like the worst. It was like the worst show on there. Do you remember this?
And then
it was mostly technical issues too.
And what did I do? Just laugh it off.
We laughed. I thought it was funny. So I've gotten to the point where I'm cool with them. But that was like 10 years ago. But anyway, listen, email me. If you're unhappy, that is fine. I read all of your emails. Mm. I'm just, you know, maybe you have a good point. I will take it under consideration, but I'm not going to lose sleep.
But it goes also back to your relationships too. Like, you can't make everybody happy. And if a person's like unhappy, like, you can do anything under the sun for them. And if they want out of a relationship, you gotta let them go. You can't be like the Hilton kid just recently who broke up with his girlfriend. I don't know if you know this. Paris Hilton's brother just got arrested because he went to his ex-girlfriend's house because he wants to be back with her. She doesn't want to be with you, man. So let it go.
Let it go.
If somebody doesn't want to be with them... and be with you, then screw them.
You're not going to convince
them. You're going to find another person on Tinder, and you're going to be happy.
And if you do convince them, because I've had friends who have begged for their partners and had their partners come back, they never get over that stigma of having begged, of having had to beg and jump through hoops to have someone be with them. If they don't want to be with you, you just... And this is something I'm learning. Like, when I was younger, I was like, just love me. But, like, now as I'm, like, getting older, I'm figuring it out also that, like... Right. If they're not going to love you, like, why do you want to force someone to love you?
Exactly. Like,
you
need someone who's going to, like... That's the one area. Yeah. Like, maybe I'll, like, beg you to, like, come with me to a party tonight or something because, like, I don't want to... But you never want to force someone to make, like, the biggest decision of their life. It's like women who are like, you have to marry me, you have to marry me, you know, shit or get off the pot, that whole thing. It's like, why would you spend that much time? Why would you want to convince someone to make, like, the biggest decision of your life? And how are you going to talk if they you
and
know,
if they don't
want to
make that decision, then just move on.
Right.
You know?
I gotcha. We're all in agreement here. I love it. Okay. Our last email is about pornography.
Oh.
Hello, Emily. Favorite. I am 24-year-old female from LA who absolutely loves your podcast. I just started a new relationship a couple months ago. I've been having the best sex of my life. I need a little help, though. My boyfriend has mentioned he wants to watch porn with me. Well, I have no problem with him watching porn. I've never done it before, and I'm pretty intimidated by it. I'm open to watching it with him, but I'm not even sure what I'm into. Do you have any suggestions for porn newbies? And also, how do I bring this up to my boyfriend? Do I surprise him with it? Thanks. Keep up the great podcast, Ashley. Okay, so she needs... Okay, her boyfriend mentioned that he wants to watch porn and she wants to bring it up to him. So I'm saying, like, okay, so maybe you should get started. So she's saying she wants to get started on her own watching it so she can kind of be like, hey, babe, this is what I'm into. Okay, there's some... I think this is great, Ashley. Don't just say yes right away because if you've never really watched porn, you know, it's like anything. It takes a little dabbling here and there to see what turns you on. So let's look at this as a fun thing, Ashley, that you get to go and you get to look at a lot of porn and see, like, oh my God, like, that turned me on, that didn't. And then I'm sure your boyfriend will be down with whatever you're into. So you can check out a few things. You can go to Good Vibrations After Dark. It's a great site. You have to subscribe to it, but it also, they have a lot of, like, female-friendly porn. Erica Lust is also porn they call female-friendly, which I think a lot of women are more into, you know, women on women.
My mom was actually asking me about this. She and I were talking about, because we're watching Orange is the New Black and, like, all the lesbian sex. My mom was talking about, you know, men being really into it. And she goes, you know what? Like, women aren't into that. And I go, actually, according to Pornhub, women search for lesbian and, like, gay sex scenes over anything else.
That's
true. It got us into this big discussion on female-friendly porn. And my mom brought up that back when, like, cable was in its earliest stages, they used to have one channel that would play, like, really soft.
Emmanuel.
It was almost like, it was like, I'm like,
Showtime,
like,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
but
called
it was
Emmanuel.
Like, yeah, it was, I'm trying to think of how she described it because it was so funny. It was essentially like kind of like Downton Abbey style stuff. It was like old, like historical porn, but it was like really like soft lighting. And right. she said that she like to this day when she thinks of like erotica, like that's what she thinks of.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what she finds like,
it's true.
Like, you know, sexually appealing. So I think that female friendly porn is huge now.
Exactly. Oh, totally. Or honestly, if you don't want to subscribe to any of these sites, just go to, I mean, I don't know, Pornhub and search for lesbian women on women. And I would just, that's what I would say go to. I mean, if Erica Lust, Adam and Eve, those are more subscription, but really just, I know it seems kind of intimidating, but
Tumblr. Also, Tumblr porn is great. Lady Cheeky. I follow her on Tumblr and she was a guest one time and Lady I really Cheeky. Enjoy it. Yeah,
exactly. But it's images.
Yeah, it's images and they're like awesome. GIFs and stuff too. And they link, some of them, I've accidentally clicked on it and it's taken me to actual like a video or like a longer clip of something.
Go to Lady Cheeky. We love her. She's awesome. That's a great place to start. She curates this amazing site. Is it just ladycheeky.com?
Yeah, ladycheeky.com. And then she links to her Tumblr, which is got just so much great, and it's all female friendly. Yeah, like it's all really sexy.
That is a great place to start. So just start looking at images and click through, and like, again, don't force yourself, you know, take some time, Ashley. And I think it's great that you want to do this, and then, you know, just find a few things, and then it's okay that you don't know now, is what I'm saying. Like, look at this as fun, and then, you know, tell him this is what I found, and he's gonna be so psyched. He's gonna come over one night and you're like, babe, let me show you what I did last night, check this out. And then, you know, you guys are gonna have a good time.
And speaking of the Orange is the New Black, everyone's flipping out over that new chick, Ruby Rose.
Right. Everyone's like, I'm turning lesbian for it. Right.
I know, right? So there's this girl named Carucci, who's Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend. And she was just hanging out with her recently. And then the Carucci girl was like, I felt that I was straight this whole time, but now I'm confused since they've been like hanging out. Yeah. Everyone's like flipping
out over her. I know. I haven't seen her season yet.
She already has 3 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah. What's funny is she was in Australia because she's Australian, I think. And she was kind of like a semi-celebrity in Australia. I forgot she had like modeling and some acting and stuff like that. And then she got on the show and everyone's obsessed with her. But the problem is that actual, like, you know, full-fledged lesbians are offended. They don't like this whole, like, oh, I'm turning lesbian, because it brings back that whole prehistoric idea that it's a choice that you make, that you can just choose. Like, wake up one day and you're like, hey, I'm a lesbian because I think that woman's pretty.
Wait, so...
It's like, the lesbian community is actually really upset about it. They're like, hey, like, don't go around throwing this word around like it's something jokey.
Right.
But then it kind of goes back to what you're saying about everyone being easily offended by everything. Because
everyone's offended. And I understand
Everyone can sign up for change.org, you know, but it's so funny because, like, everyone says, oh, I feel so passionate about this. Oh, I'm trying to raise money. And then you look at some of these things that people say that they're so passionate about. And then you go back to the charity and, like, they've raised, like, no money, but it has, like, 5 billion retweets.
Exactly.
Like, people don't really care.
Well, here's the thing.
And don't let people like that affect your life.
Yeah,
either.
That's true, too. And I guess I can understand lesbians. Like, even, it's just like, if you say, well, but maybe I'm bisexual, then the lesbian, you know, people like lesbians and bisexuals don't get along. Gays, but all it means is, you know, a lot of women are, if you look at the Kinsey-Sale spectrum, we tend to be, you know, like, 1 is being very straight and 10 is being, you know, gay, lesbian. And women tend to fall more on the 3, 4, 5 scale, and being more open doesn't mean that you're actually going to act on it, but we tend to be more attracted to women, whereas men are more like on the 1, 2, and women are like, I guess it's like 4 to 6, so 3 to 6, where we fluctuate. So everyone's joking, I'm turning lesbian. I don't know that they're going to go out and have affairs, but they can be attracted to women, just like we're telling Ashley to watch some
female-friendly
porn. Yeah, and when I say female, it's almost like, I think we're almost even, female-friendly is such an old, like, it almost feels like, just find what you like. Like, to say it's female-friendly, I think might even be outdated that I keep saying that. Like, I just think you find what you like.
Who cares,
I just got PC on myself, but someone's going to get pissed off. Anyway, gosh, my head is spinning. This is a great show. Thank you, Madison, for producing a wonderful show. Thank you, Menace, and... good luck with your new pup.
Thank you.
And Churro. My dog Churro on Instagram.
We'll repost it.
Yeah, we will, for sure. And
liar.
At Menace.
Okay, it's fine. You guys hate my dog. It's cool.
Dude, I didn't feel like I could post it until you brought her home. I didn't know.
Cool.
You get mad at me for things. I don't think I get a release. You actually don't get mad at me anymore like you used to.
No.
At least not.
Well, now that we're in like this type of format, it's a lot better, you know?
Better than every single day. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you. What else do I have to tell you? Is there anything else? No, I don't know. Oh, on our page, if you go to sexwithemily.com. Oh, and I just want to thank our interns. They're awesome. Lori, Alyssa, Eddie. And if you guys buy anything on Amazon, I know I do all the time. I'm a Prime member. We've got an Amazon banner on our page, and if you make that your main Amazon link, it won't affect anything you do, but it will help us. We'll get a little, you know, affiliate deals there. Like, anytime you buy something, no one's going to, I don't know what you buy, but we'll just get, you know, make it your bookmark.
Yes, please.
That's all I want to say. And I love you all. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Sex with Emily, and also follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily. And thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, let me ask y'all a question. Just one last question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little more, right? Well, adamandeve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. That's right, 10 free gifts. You'll find a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So do what you got to do. Do what you got to do to get your 10 free gifts. This is what you got to do. It's not that hard. It's just hard to say. Go to adamandeve.com. Select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, a fun game. They've got really cool games for couples to kind of open up and learn what you both like. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you get 10 free gifts. Adamandeve.com. Use code Emily and free shipping and all this great stuff. Check it out. Also, got to tell you about Promescent. Okay, so as you know, I want you all to have the best sex of your life, and sometimes that means that you might not be able to orgasm when your partner does. I'm talking to you guys. Some men just don't last as long as women. It's true. There is an orgasm gap. It exists. And if you can't last long enough, you should definitely check out Promescent. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that you put on your penis 10 minutes before sex, and it's slightly numbing. You will still feel the sex. It'll be amazing. She doesn't even have to know you're using it, but if you will last twice as long in bed to satisfy your partner and enjoy sex a little bit longer. It's actually the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation, but even if you don't suffer from PE, but you just want to last longer, check out Promescent. That's promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. Thanks for listening.